Hello. Hello, Patreons.
Hello.
Hello, Patreons. This is Sophie Hagen and Abby.
Hello.
You know who we are because you're subscribed to our Patreon.
Oh, okay. What a creative way to get out of saying my last name.
Abby. Hello.
Abby, you know who we are.
You know who we are because you're subscribed to our Patreon. Patreon. Sorry. Abby, how...
Yeah, geez, Sophie, say
how
it.
How are
right.
you doing?
I'm tired today, but I'm really happy. I did my first work in progress show of my first ever hour. So the first time I was ever on the stage doing an hour of something in a row since like junior high choir. And I did it. You just made a face. Why did you make
that
face?
What do you mean? You were in a choir that was on stage for an hour. But that wasn't a solo thing, was it?
No.
So it's the first time you've been alone.
I mean, there were some solos.
Oh, you were doing solos.
There were some.
When you say choir, was that then religious songs? Like hymns?
No, it was a chorus. It was like the high school chorus, the junior high chorus. I was not in the high school chorus.
So it's more like Glee.
No, not like Glee. It wasn't cool. It wasn't like, listen... It wasn't like cool like
Glee. It wasn't cool like Glee.
It was
cool?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I don't
sample?
Know. It wasn't like, people weren't remixing songs.
Sample.
Oh my God. Do you want to hear about my work in progress?
No, I want to hear you sing
you
a song.
Keep teasing
I
me.
I want to hear you sing a song.
Okay. Okay. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold?
I think I might have to stop you. We might get in trouble.
Looking around here,
we're not allowed to play music that's copyrighted. Disney's gonna...
Up where they walk, up where they run, up
Abby.
Where they stay
Abby.
All day in the
I'm gonna have to edit this out because they can't... You're gonna pitch
free.
The thing. You're gonna peek.
Wish
it's gonna sound...
I could be. I looked away. I turned away from the...
Yeah, mic. But you're extremely American, which means
just
loud.
Because you're cringy. I did sing that solo, seventh grade, on... I have a CD of it somewhere. I'll find the CD. We'll play the CD on the Patreon episode. My mom bought me a fish pillow, and I brought it on the stage with me. It was the high school auditorium. I think I must have been in ninth grade. I killed it, and I had this like fish pillow that was like flounder. I still have this pillow. We'll post a picture of it in our Patreon. My mom will be thrilled to hear this fishy, it's called Fishy Pillow. Fishy Pillow is still getting play. Still the answer to all my creative questions.
Fishy Pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of this people will have heard because I might have had to beep out the Disney song so that we don't get in legal troubles.
No way. You don't have to beep out someone singing the song.
There's a good
you
chance
have
we might
have
to.
Like,
they are
no
really
way.
Strict, and this is a massive podcast. Forget that not.
That's true. There are 60 Patreons who could be listening to this.
Thank you so much for being Patreons, by the way. That's very, very nice.
It's really
okay.
It's really, really nice. Oh, no, we can't do this with the clip where we put it on the regular feed. We have to pick a different clip from this because I just sang so much Little Mermaid.
This will be a non-teaser episode. That it's exclusive only. No one's going to be able
you
to hear
it.
The first 20 minutes of this. They're not that lucky. Okay, so I, just for context, I remember doing my first ever hour, like a work in progress of my first hour. It was probably in, January 2015. That is many.
Okay, January, like a month before me. Okay, great.
Many years ago. But I also wasn't meant to do a show, so... it was a mistake. I was meant to do 35, 40, and then it just ended up being an hour, and I was like,
it just comedy comes so naturally to me, you know. I went up there thinking, oh, maybe I'll do a tight five,
and then I did an
and then
hour.
I don't know, I looked at my watch and an hour was
gone. It was
gone.
Because I had someone had gotten in touch from Sligo Comedy Festival, and the smart, attentive listener.
This was in Denmark?
No, it was in UK.
Sligo? Yes. Sligo is a place in... Okay, great.
And smart people will know that Sligo is where 3/5 of Westlife grew up in Ireland. And they were starting a comedy podcast, a comedy festival, and they asked me if I wanted to do a show because they'd heard that I used to be a fan of Westlife. No, I actually don't even think that was the reason. I think it was just pure luck. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do a show about being a Westlife fan in Sligo at the Sligo Comedy Festival, which I think lasted a year. Or like, they had a one-off in 2015. So I was like, I'm doing like a 40-minute show in Edinburgh this year. So, but I'll do like a 40-minute to an hour show in Sligo at the Sligo Comedy Festival, just about Westlife. And then every time I did it, it ended up being an hour, and it just kept being an hour. And in the back of my head, I was like, oh yeah, but for Edinburgh, I'm going to do a normal show of just jokes that are like 40 minutes long. So anyways, I ended up doing this Westlife show so many times, and it was always an hour. And then I was like, oh, I might as well just do the hour in Edinburgh. I might as well. I have an hour-long show about Westlife now. And people were like, oh, you probably shouldn't do an hour-long show about Westlife for your debut show in Edinburgh. But I was like, but I really like doing it. And then I did it in Sligo. And of course, no one from Westlife came to see it. But then after the show, someone was like, I overheard someone say to someone else, did you see that Kian from Westlife was in the bar next door? Like, imagine being Kian from Westlife and you're just like hanging out at a bar in your local town. And then you just hear like stand up in the background and you just hear someone being like, and here's the erotic Westlife fan fiction I wrote when I was 13.
Oh my God.
And you're like, excuse me? What? That was the closest I got to any of them watching my show.
That's so funny. That's actually exactly what happened to me last night.
Was Kian next door?
I was in Sligo.
Sligo, Ireland.
I was going to just do 40 on Westlife, but the crowd chanted, no, please, more and more. They chanted it so loud. Kian from Westlife.
Yeah, flew in.
He was next door at the bar. He came over. He was like, what are you guys chanting? More and more and more? And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I know you've already had a Westlife comedy hour about Westlife, but I am doing it too. I'm following in the footsteps of my comedy idol, Sophie Hagen.
What's so sad is that I know you're joking. And still... there's a real part of me that just felt immense jealousy. It's like me, like 13-year-old me inside of me was like, kill her now. This is awful. And I was like, I had like an internal fight being like, it's a joke. You know it's a joke. You know this is a joke. Oh, and still I was like, why did Kian go up to her though? I was like, no. No. Stop it. It never goes away. Once you've been like an obsessive teenage fan of something, that does not go away.
I don't think I was ever one. I was never one.
Of course you weren't, because you were like super cool and stuff.
I don't know. I wasn't cool then. I was not a cool kid. I remember figuring out to be funny when I was 12, and then a lot of doors opened for me. But before that, I was wearing... I bought like all of the clothes I wore were like handcrafted from like villages in Africa. There was like a store you could go to called 10,000 Villages, and it was in the Joy Bookstore, Christian Bookstore, and you could buy really like clothes that you shouldn't be wearing if you're a white 12-year-old in Pennsylvania. And I did. I bought them and I wore them, and I was religious, kind of in a way. I was raised Christian, but I brought a Bible to school because there was a rule in America, in Pennsylvania, I don't know, that you couldn't bring Bibles to school. You couldn't bring like religious literature, and I thought that was bullshit. I brought a Bible to school. I read Archie comics inside of it. You're making a face like I haven't told you this before, which shocks
you,
me.
You haven't, but, or you have, and I have chosen deliberately to forget it. You would. It just doesn't make sense because it's such a like. You were being like a naughty rebel, but you did it by bringing a Bible to school.
Yes. Yep. And like pretending I was reading a Bible, because that was rebellious. When really I was reading like comic books inside of it, but I was like so just like outraged that you couldn't bring a. And I was.
This is why
just,
they banned. You know, this is learned. Why they banned it. It was the way they could get kids to read the Bible was by being like, "Oh no,
that's
the Bible
true.
Is naughty. Don't bring the Bible to school.
Man.
Please don't read the Bible. That is naughty, naughty."
Oh my God. And then I was also. I think this is pretty common now, but like definitely, like I wanted to read everything I could get my hands on. I was so interested in the Holocaust and like slavery and like the Titanic, like terrible things that have happened. I wanted all.
Did you say Holocaust, slavery, and Titanic?
I was trying to lighten the mood. But I'm a little too tired to make it work.
Three big tragedies of our lifetime. Slavery, Holocaust, and Titanic.
Biggest.
And that boat.
In ascending order.
Where 20 rich people died.
This is not fair to do to me when I've had 3 hours of sleep. This is not fair. Abby, let's make a podcast. Tell me about you when you were little. I was not cool. Then when I turned 12, we had a class project we had to do where we had to present a geometric shape. We had to present a shape. And I built a cube out of paper, and then I interviewed the paper cube as though I was Barbara Walters. And I did a Barbara Walters impression, and they went, "Hello, I am Baba Wawa."
Just stop shouting into the microphone, Abby. Because you're already extremely loud, and we can't turn it down anymore.
You can't just be quieter.
But you also, I can see your Barbara face Walters. Moving closer to the mic whenever you want to scream. At least move away from it when you're about to scream. For the sake of the ears of our listeners. You're like, "Oh, I'm about to scream. What do? I move very close to the microphone that's already struggling for its life."
Listen, it's the only prop I have right now. I need to do something with it.
So I didn't want to interrupt. So you were interviewing the cube.
Yeah. You never want to interrupt.
You were interviewing the cube as Barbara Walters.
I was interviewing the cube. And I got my friend to sit there and pretend to be Hugh Downs, which was her co-anchor. And he just like sat there and smiled and shuffled papers. And it went down a treat. Everybody loved this. And I was like, I walked out of there. Like until then, I had been like in a war with like the popular kids. And I was like, everybody made fun of me for wearing red Mickey Mouse socks and green swishy pants like every day of the week.
Swishy
like,
pants?
I wore, and I was just, yes, like those like tear away like gym pants, but they like make a swish sound when you walk. Like,
yeah, okay.
Swish, swish, swish. But they actually weren't tear away. They were like, they had a zipper at the bottom, but they were like gym pants.
Zipaways?
I loved them. They were green. Zip away. Not, they just zipped up to like calf. And they were really cool. I thought they were really cool. My red Mickey Mouse socks were really cool. And then somebody brought it up at a class meeting that I was wearing it all the time. Anyway, this Barbara Walters thing, everybody's laughing. And I'm just like, oh my, is this all you have to do? Like, you only just have to be funny and then people will like you. And then
okay,
I decided to be
funny.
That's
a good story. But can you pause and just rewind a bit? They brought up your swishy, your greens zip up swishy pants at a class meeting.
Well, the class meeting was essentially brought up because I was friends with a kid in the class who had Down syndrome. And then this girl in the class picked on him. And I was I made a big deal out of it. And I told the teacher and whatever. And I embarrassed her. And I understand now as an adult who's been a teacher and a parent that I'm basically, she did the wrong thing. And then I, another kid, was trying to do the right thing. And I was like, "You're a bad person." Like, I made her feel like shit. I made her feel like shit. She was being shitty. And then I made her feel like shit. And then she like, I bullied a bully. And so then she brought up at the class meeting that I like had, that I was like too, like, I was, like, too mean or something or whatever, and that I always wore the same pants and the same socks. It came up in that. She also had a club called the I Hate Abby Wamba Club. Then I made a club that the exact same people joined called I Hate Her, like, that person's name.
How old, what age are we talking at this point?
It was, like, we were 10, 11. It was, like, that age where I was, like, and that was when I figured out the funny thing, and then I could be friends with everybody, and everybody, I remember, like, dissing this girl, like, because she was mean, and, like, dissing her, like, and I was the not cool one, but then people thought it was funny, and I was, like, good at that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, and figuring out, like, oh, it doesn't actually matter if people are scared of her if I can make them laugh at her. And then I had to, like, unlearn that at some point, that the only way to be funny is to be mean. You know what I mean? How did you figure out you were funny? Did everybody like you when you were a kid, Sophie?
No, I think I have similar, weirdly have similar experiences to that because... Yeah, when we were like 10, 11, 12, all the kids in my class, gathered money to pay me to please wear different clothes.
Oh my God.
They were so not a fan of what I was wearing that they were like, if we just all give you like 1 krona, which is like 10p, will you please pull your t-shirt out of your trousers at the very least?
Oh my God.
But I was like, no. Well, at first I was like, fine. I mean, sure. I mean, I'll happily get, 2 pounds and then just wear my clothes differently. I'm fine with that. But then later on, I was accused of bullying the entire class because I had done an interview when I was 13 with Vi Unge, which is like a teen magazine. And they had asked me why... I won a competition to be in the magazine, which is like a makeover, like a makeup and hair makeover. And I turned up in my Westlife sweatshirt and I was like, I don't wear makeup and I don't do anything with my hair. So they were like, well, this interview is all about what's your favorite perfume? What's your favorite? And I was like, I wear none of that. And in that interview, I said, I don't wear makeup because I'm not like those whores from my school.
Oh my God.
Something along those lines. I can post, I have a clip, I have the cutout. I can post it on Patreon. And so I was accused of bullying everyone through the medium of magazines, through the press.
Wow. That's a big bully move.
It's a wild move.
Big bully move.
But I think I just felt, so invisible and I felt like I was just not doing the right thing because they were all wearing makeup and doing their hair and wearing pretty clothes. And I was like, no one's teaching me to do these things. I don't know how you're meant to do it. Like, my mom has never worn makeup or done anything with her hair, or like, she wears men's clothing. Like, she's so, like, none of those like girly things. So I was just like, I think it was just extend from insecurity, right? Because I was like, I don't know how to do it. So I'd rather just be like, I'm not like those other girls. So I had to apologize.
Yeah, no, I'm the best bully. I'm the bully in broadcast media.
I'm Piers Morgan. I thought they wouldn't care because I thought they were so much, they were clearly so much better than me that, like, why would they care? But they cared a lot about being called sluts in mainstream media, indirectly.
It's so hard to be a kid and you're trying to, you can't tell that anybody else cares or like has feelings.
Well, you're a teenager. You're about to do hormones and stuff, right?
Oh no, I guess my kid is that age, and it is like interesting. I mean, it's like so like lovely and hard to hear her think about all these things and feel them, and you like really, really know, and you can really, you're like, yeah, that does seem like the worst thing ever. And I like, you know, like, what can you do except be like, I promise you it's not, there are gonna be so many worse things, and also this isn't gonna seem that bad. I don't know.
I don't think you're meant we have a question sent in by a listener. that they would like our advice with. So we're going to do like a Q&A episode, and I feel like this is relevant to what we're discussing currently, which is touching upon childhood and teenhood. So I'm going to read this one. It's from...
God, great segue.
I know,
great
right?
segue.
It's from Elliot.
That was really nice.
I'm going to read it. We're going to pause a few times because there's a few things I want to just talk to you about. So, hello, you two wonderful people. I love the podcast and then blah, blah, blah. Lots of praise. Love hearing it. But I feel weird repeating it.
Why would you...
It feels weird to say, okay, fine, I'll read it. I love the podcast and I've already binged everything that's available. I also love the extra content on Patreon. It feeds you with happiness and joy and it's simply wonderful. Oh, I'm embarrassed of having to say that.
Thank you. I loved it. I loved it.
Okay. Here is my personal dilemma / advice request to you two lovely ladies. Now, this is the first point where I want to pause it. Well, I'm going to speak for myself and say, we've not mentioned this on the podcast yet at any point, but I do not identify as a lady. I identify as non-binary. Abby, what do you want to say to this? And why do you not want to say it?
I get tired talking about it, but I am also non-binary, but I also, if I'm in the mood.
Hello, everyone. This is Sophie. What you have just been listening to is a special bonus episode trailer / snippet, which is meant to guide you carefully to our Patreon, where you can listen to the entire episode where Abby and I talk at length about our gender experiences, our feelings and opinions, and we go into having been problematic teenagers yet again, because that is a fun topic, and Abby and I have loads to say about it. So if you want to listen to the rest of our chatting, and if you want to access a back catalog of around seven bonus episodes where we talk about movies and people and things, and we try to answer people's questions more successfully than we did in this episode, then go and sign up at patreon.com/helphole. It helps the podcast exist. Yeah, full on exist. This is the only way we can get paid to do this, which is the only way we can do this. And you can sign up for as little as £3 a month, and you get a bunch of bonus stuff, and we love you, and that would be great, and thank you. And please do that. we appreciate it a lot. And if you can't do that, that's absolutely fine. Do go and give us a rating, a review somewhere. Tell people about it, tweet about us, post about it on Instagram, all of those things. We would love to reach even more people than we have already reached. So thank you very much. And we'll be back with a full main episode on Monday. Bye.